Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that takes you through the pages of the Prime Minister's diary. I'm Mathalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. The government has agreed to develop at least one land or housing project for this financial year as part of the wage agreement signed with unions representing public sector groups. This was among several benefits outlined by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller while speaking at the signing ceremony held at the Ministry of Finance last Tuesday. Other benefits to public sector workers will include a 7% increase in salaries over 2 years, the establishment of a $45 million fund to provide tertiary grants to children of public sector workers, and increases in several benefits, including tailoring, subsistence, funeral grants, and death benefits. 12 items from the previous contract period are still being pursued. The Prime Minister is commending public sector workers for their sacrifice and commitment to the development of Jamaica.
I know very well the tremendous sacrifices being made by the people of Jamaica as we strengthen the economy and work to secure economic growth with equity, social inclusion, and job creation. I'm grateful, especially to all our public sector workers, for your patience, sacrifices, and loyalty to Jamaica.
The Prime Minister also commended Minister Without Portfolio in the Finance Ministry, Horace Dalley, for his stewardship of the wage negotiations. More than 40,000 Jamaicans are to receive titles under the National Land Titling Program, which was officially launched last Wednesday. During the ceremony held at Christ the Redeemer Church in Seaview Gardens, some 63 persons from Seaward Penn, Seaview Gardens, and Tower Hill were presented with certificates of title. The Prime Minister, in her address, restated the government's commitment to providing more opportunities for Jamaicans to own land.
My administration is on a mission to improve the lives of all the people of our country, no matter their class, color, or political affiliation. Land and home ownership must never be restricted by class or by where you live. We are placing land ownership in the hands of the Jamaican people.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says by providing land titles, the government is building an ownership society and enabling persons to provide security for their families. And the Prime Minister is lauding members of humanitarian group Joseph Assignment Global Initiative for their efforts in enhancing the lives of residents in several inner city and rural communities. Team members, along with Mrs. Simpson-Miller, visited sections of the Payne Land Division on Wednesday, August 12, culminating at the Tavares Gardens Primary School, where back-to-school items were issued to children. Joseph Assignment, an organization based in the United States, has been providing interventions in health, education, and skills training in communities in Kingston, St. Mary, and Westmoreland over the past 2 weeks. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says she's especially pleased about the focus on the educational development of children.
I want to express our sincere thanks and our gratitude to them and hope that they will partner with us as they spread their wings throughout Jamaica. I think that it is important for us to place a serious focus on education and on our children, because our children are the future of this country.
In addition to assistance with back-to-school preparations, the team also hosted a medical clinic offering free health checks for community members. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Mathalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware. Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them a destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Seriously.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.